The reactive planning model. The unnatural planning model is what most people consciously think of as planning. And because it's so often artificial and irrelevant to real work, people just don't plan, at least not on the front end. They resist planning meetings, presentations, and strategic operations until the last minute. But what happens if you don't plan ahead of time? In many cases, crisis. Didn't you get the tickets? I thought you were going to do that. Then, when the urgency of the last minute is upon you, the reactive planning model ensues. What's the first level of focus when the stuff hits the fan? Action. Work harder. Overtime. More people. Get busier. And a lot of stressed out people are thrown at the situation. Then, when having a lot of busy people banging into each other doesn't resolve the situation, someone gets more sophisticated and says, "We need to get organized." Catching on now? Then people draw boxes around the problem and label them, or redraw the boxes and relabel them. At some point, they realize that just redrawing boxes isn't really doing much to solve the problem. Now someone, much more sophisticated, suggests that more creativity is needed. Let's brainstorm. With everyone in the room, the boss asks, "Okay, so who's got a good idea here?" "Thank you, Mrs. Williams." When not much happens, the boss may surmise that his staff has used up most of its internal creativity. Time to hire a consultant. Of course, if the consultant is worth his salt, at some point he's probably going to ask the big question, "So what are you really trying to do here anyway?" Vision and purpose. The reactive style is the reverse of the natural model. It will always come back to a top-down focus. It's not a matter of whether the natural planning model will be done, just when and at what cost.